Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, how are you? I am so sorry to be late. How's everyone?
That's okay.
Okay, who am I talking to? Is this Brenda?
Yes.
Okay, did you see our ad? Your pictures are up there really big. I think somebody's going to say, well, you know, you're biased. Well, I don't know.
You mean this one that you printed, that you posted with the little flashing pictures?
I don't know if the pictures are flashing, but I've got like five pictures on there, two for you, two for Haley, and one for Debbie.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I saw them.
Yeah, and I wonder where they are.
I don't know. I thought I was late.
No, I'm the one that's late. I'm 5 minutes late. And, you know what? If it ends up with you being the only person on this show, I don't think I'll worry about it. Normally, that's something that would worry me. But I don't think I'm going to worry about it. And we're going to talk. Let me tell you, I changed the narrative. The narrative of our show, and it says now I try not to put it like this, but really what it is, it's the psychology, it's the mind thought behind someone who writes a child's story, and it's really very fascinating. I don't think people really understand. I sometimes when I'm on Facebook, I kind of like lighten it up because other than that. Sound like I'm just really going out for the drama. But yes, there is a specific, your work fits into every bit of it. It's the idea of finding, of considering some emotions that a child might be going through, especially smile effect, and finding a way to dip into the fantasy, to pull the child into a fantasy that allows him or her to solve the problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Or to think, to think of a different idea, think of a different way
to
see
it. It's
something.
Like, it's like a parable.
Yeah, I hope so.
It is.
Yeah,
that's
good.
And that's what I like.
Well, Haley's just writing. She says, I'm not going to be able to make it. Can you give me an outline for Saturday? I'm sorry. She just posted that on the little Books for Michael.
I don't know what kind of outline I can give her. I can tell her what to do, you know, but it's not at all. So I don't, and where's Debbie?
I don't know. She said she can make it, but she works. So she might be just on her way home or something like that, because it's only 5 o'clock there. So.
Yeah, and I have 3 hours. I don't have to be here 3 hours, but if we could be here. Oh, excuse me.
You have 3 hours right now?
Yeah, I have 3 hours right now. We have 2 hours and 50 minutes left of this show. So I put it up,
okay.
I put it like that just so that everybody would have a chance to get here. So I don't know why... she can't make it in 3 hours within this time that we're here.
Oh, well, she'll probably come. She'll probably get here. Yeah, I don't know. Haley's busy, I guess. Well, should I tell Haley that she can come later? But then I don't know how long we might not be here for 3 hours.
No, of course not. You know, we never meant to. I wasn't planning to be here 3 hours. I just do that so that it gives us an option.
Right.
Well, first of all, let me just tell you, I want you to call in 15 minutes early, you know, for
okay.
the show. You can call in 15 minutes early, and that gives you, you know, if there's anything left to discuss, like, for instance, this is something that I can't give them an outline for. I'm going to take a pen, and I'm going to ask you, what would you like to talk about? Because I do that always, and I want you to be able to be comfortable. So, and just think about it. I know it's outrageous, you know, off the top of your head, you know, gee, what do you want to talk about? But we can set it up like that so that all the things that, you know, are interesting to you, I'll find a way to get them and bring them up. But I won't be able to bring them up for Debbie or Haley because they can't come, you know. So this show is going to end up being very much, I'm looking for some more paper. This show is going to end up being very much about you. It's not that I meant for it to be, but I just don't see, here's a good book. I have tons of journals. Okay. All right. So I know we're going to start off, and we're going to start by talking about you. You know, for instance, who you are, some things about your life, whatever you would like that to be. And, you know, of course we're going to end up with what brought you to, you know, why are you writing child? Also, you know, I'm going to ask you, how are the effect of these books in your childhood? How
reading was affected my childhood?
Yes.
Yeah, I loved reading. I always was a reader.
I loved it too, and I love to be read to. We were read to all the time, and what I really like is it allows you to have to see things of your own accord. Like I remember when I can't even think of the name of it because I want to say The Hobbit, but that's not the name. But it became out, and the book was on fire, and all the schools wanted it. Because it was something that a kid could read. Kids who could barely read had that book with dictionaries next to them reading that book. But what they did is they made it into a movie. And once they made it into a movie, there was no point in reading it. Like who said, who in the world decided that Cinderella had on a blue dress with some blonde hair pulled back on her head?
Yeah.
Who's bright eyed? You know, but as a child, you can do that. You can use your imagination. What do you think about all that stuff?
Well, it's when I was a kid, reading was like an escape, like you say. Then you can go anywhere, you can do anything, you can just explore the world that way because I wasn't able to explore it. I was shy and we didn't travel or, you know, my world was small. So with books then, it was a lot bigger. So I would just read a book from beginning to end and, like, not move until I read the whole thing. I was really just, I would get so involved in it that I wouldn't stop. So, and I read when I was really young, like when I was 4 is when I learned how to read. So even then when I was really small, I was reading a lot. But I do think of that as connected to why I write because I haven't ever really thought of that in connection to writing children's books.
What? It is. I'm going to see if I can find kind of like what I put there. This is what's on the what I've written for. A child's book is an empowering, psychologically astute parable about a child learning that his or her emotions, while sometimes overwhelming and scary, which is like smile effect, think about it, can be safely expressed, and it's also in the It also brings fantasy in, and eventually it can be conquered. It's the power of art, imagination, and it allows children to overcome traumatic situations. And that's what your books do. And you probably find that if you look back into your life, you have something in you that allowed you to write Smile Effect. I have
It was only Michael that because I didn't write before that. I'm 57 years old. And I didn't write until, well, I did always think about it, but I didn't really ever accomplish anything with it until he was gone. And then decided that I needed to do something because I might die sometime soon. If someone my age could die, because he's the same age as me. Even though I didn't know him at all, I just knew I wanted to be a writer, so I just decided whatever you do, you're just going to write something before you're gone. So that's what I did.
Right. Well, this is that's what I'm doing. I'm kind of connecting with everybody. When this show began, I began it pretty much as a minister, and it was a place to take your broken heart. When Michael died, it was like a big hole went in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And we could nobody, how could we, I couldn't function. And so this gave us a chance to come together and talk about how we felt. And that's the way this show is. This show is not made for, like there are some shows, they've got like big fancy people on all the time. That's
mm-hmm.
not what this is for us, honestly. And it's nice to have, and I like to do that as a treat or something like that. But this is for us because we are wonderful people. I think you are marvelous. I really do. I think the artists, I think we have so much in this, in our family, our community, until it's just unbelievable. And no one could ever tell me anything otherwise. I don't think that there's a person that can come on, you know, that I could bring on. Well, they might be famous by name, and so they would be thereby appreciated. But the real truth is, we have people who sing. We, you know, like I understand that Haley sings or something. We won't get a chance.
Yes,
I won't get a. Yeah, I won't get a chance to talk to her. Or anything, you know, what can I say? What can I say? You know, and then I don't know what the case is with Debbie. I try to get everybody to come together and, like, let's develop unity on the in that little chat. That was the purpose of it. Because
mm-hmm.
then you want to meet each other. You want to come. But anyway, though, I'm talking too much. So we're talking about you. We're talking about reaching out because we're talking about reading because it's an escape you know, just many other things that you're going to really be discussing your spirit. For instance, when you write for Michael, you know, there is a spirit of Michael that is already in you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or am I right? Or let me know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because when I wrote Ever After, like, I didn't know him before. I knew he was alive. I didn't know much about him. So I learned all I could about him because he struck my heart when he was gone, and I didn't understand what happened. Although I knew it was him, and I knew it was good. So I studied all about him, learned all about him, and found out that he really was the love that I was feeling. And so Ever After just came from what I had been reading about him. And because he had inspired me so much to follow my heart and actually write, it's his example of his life. The story of his life is no matter what you think of him, nobody can deny that he did more in his 50 years than anybody ever could have done. And so is for children to see and children to believe in themselves and follow their heart like he did. So that's whatever after is. It's for them to learn about him, but also to believe in themselves and know that they can do, if he can do it, then, they can do it. They can do more than they've been told or that they might think. So that's the point of Ever After. And me doing it myself makes me able to express it because it happened to me. Like, even though I'm not a child, it's still happened to me the way that I'm trying to show them it can happen.
There were people who never, you know what, I was never supposed to be where I am. Don't ask me how I went and I strayed. Most people do not sit around and grieve because they have the wrong doctrine. But I do because God blessed me to do one thing and I went and did another. So even though I have a doctorate, I already know that I had something that opened for me, and I know it was through the grace of God. I know it. I'm not confused. I know it, mm-hmm. And you can miss your blessings. And one of the things that I think you're saying is that you're trying to help kids learn not to miss their blessings.
Exactly. Already, yeah. Because what else matters in your life? Like you to be happy with yourself is what everybody wants. Every parent wants for their child, but steering them against their heart doesn't lead them that way. You don't want them to be hurt. So you try to steer them to something safe, but when you follow your heart, it's never safe, but it's always the right decision.
I ended up going toward education, but mass media communications is always where I was supposed to be. Mm. Really. I wrote plays and directed them, and I'd been in about 5 different movies. I had, right now, you know, like, it's at this low level, you know. But I'm still here doing what I was supposed to do. I'm still with the radio station. I still have a television station. I'm still a person that writes this, that, and the other. And so I'm doing what I was supposed to be doing in the very first place. And that came about with Michael, too.
It feels good, though, eh? Yeah.
Yeah, it does. And I was just sitting here thinking someone else said they wish they could go to L.A. And I was thinking, boy, I would sure like to go again this year, and I can't, you know. But I enjoyed myself so much last year. It was nice to meet you.
You're not going to go? You're not going to be able to go?
I can't go because I don't have the money. I have some things that I really shouldn't have been there last year, honestly. But I went because really what I wanted to do is I wanted to meet Betel. I wanted to meet Maria. So then by the time she said she wasn't going to go, I had everything in there. But I wanted to meet her. I really did. And so it messed me up because I spent money that I didn't have to spend. And then I still never got to meet her. And there you have it.
Yeah, I know. It's too bad. I would love to meet her, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a shame.
But we're going for sure. We're going for sure. But, yeah, the money, I just have to have faith that it's going to be there by the time I need it to pay for things. So that's what I do every year, and it seems to end up
going.
So
I don't even know if I'd have a group to go with. I don't know. So it doesn't matter. I have like some heavy bills that will not allow me to do what I was doing last year, going out there spending thousands of dollars. You know, like by the time you go in there and you get to go to the play, I want to see MJ1, and the the first ticket was something like $175.
Mm-hmm.
Had you been to see that?
Yes, we went twice last year, and we went twice the year before. And we're going. Well, we're only going once this time. We've booked it for just going once, but yeah, I love it. It's like Michael's message out in the public in Las Vegas, like the most horrible place in the world, the most, you know, drinking, smoking, gambling place, and there's this beautiful message. I love the way that they
had his name on a gambling machine.
Yeah, I know, but those machines are so cute.
Yeah,
I just love the show, though. I love that they put his true message in there, and I just hope people that are in there just
understand
it.
And you know what? I loved going in that little shop. And
yeah.
I bought that glittery shirt. It's the same one that Siren has. But I have a lady that comes and does my house and stuff. She does it because sometimes I am just too bleary to do it, honestly. It's not like I'm up here being Miss Richling, believe me. So anyway, though, she took my shirt and put it in the laundry. I still have my T-shirts that Catherine Jackson made, and they say dry clean only, and that's all I've ever done. I've never put those T-shirts that say dry clean only, but I would never put something with something like that shirt glistening with the, what are those on there? Little.
Well, is it like the? It says one on the front. It's like it's him. It's his the one logo kind of thing. And it's
glittery. Yeah,
because I have one of those, but I wash it in the washing machine.
And the they don't come off. The little pieces don't.
No, but it might be a different shirt. Because mine's fine. It's fine. I don't wear it very often though.
No, I wouldn't either. You know. I don't look that great in it, but I wanted. I like wearing it. I like wearing it, and I just liked it. I liked buying it. You know, I like buying my little jacket with my Michael Jackson jacket. I liked going in there shopping, but I'll miss being there this year. I'll miss it very much, and I hope that.
Well,
I hope that Neverland is still there, just for us to have a glimpse when I finally do get there.
Did you didn't go to Neverland? Yeah,
I
you
was
did.
There.
Yeah,
I
remember seeing you there. Yeah.
I saw you and I saw Siren.
I was
there. Mm-hmm. And I was just there dreaming and meditating and thinking of all the people that have been on the show that knew Michael and just kind of wallowing in all of the feelings that have been pressed upon me over these years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So now we're just babbling here. So now we will be talking of the, I'm going to ask you about yourself. I'm going to ask you, and much of what we're talking about, that'll be some things that we talk about. And for instance, we're talking about going to, going out there because you have the spirit. It allows you to connect with the spirit of Michael. That's why everybody else is out. That's why I was there. I don't know about anybody else. I wanted to be there and connect with the spirit of Michael. Michael is here with me, and I wanted to go there where with him, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so
feel like at Neverland, it feels like he's so happy. I really feel like he's happy to have us there, sitting at his gates. I think he really, I just feel his welcoming us. I really, really do. When I'm sitting there on those rocks, I just think he enjoys it that we come. I really just think he really likes that we come, even
like
if that's as far as we go.
And just have a little blanket, just something to put on the ground. And you know what? I would just be on the ground, not being detached from the people around me, but literally I would be there meditating. Meditating. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But not the kind of thing where you're there with your eyes closed. You were too tired because you were supposed to introduce me to that group.
What group?
My granddaughter. She's going.
Oh.
She was supposed to take me to this place where you go and work out. And she's over here, you know, well, you know how. And to find some hot old men. You know, I'm kidding with her. I'm not going out there to find anything, do anything of the sort, you know. So we're there, and I'm talking about being connected to Michael because I feel like he's a part of me. Honestly, I believe when Michael left, it just took a chunk out of me. And I'm this person who was always in touch with God. And by the way, you know, I don't know if you heard that show that I was doing and the show got cut off and everything. I was trying to say that pretty much what Michael said. It's not the form. It's not whether you're in there saying Jesus or Allah or whatever. It's not the form that God takes. It's just the way God comes to you. Now, if God comes to you as a puppy, fine. You know, that's okay. You know, and so that's what this man was, that's what this person was doing. He's out of this seriously religious family, but he was from the fundamentalist. And he, when he got through explaining what that really meant, it was really, really harsh. It was very harsh. And it made me wonder what Christianity is really all about. It really did. It made me wonder, do I want to be affiliated with people who think that I want to be there, but I don't want to be connected to certain groups. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to be connected to some of these people that would go out and hurt others. I don't want to hurt anybody. Come here. Come here. Come out. There's, I have a dog that is, that can fit in a purse.
Oh, really?
She can fit in a purse, but she's, and so she runs and you can't get her because she can run under the bed and do all kinds of stuff. It's very, very hard for me. So, okay, so as I said, much of what we're talking about. Now, those numbers, let's go to the phone numbers. The numbers, you can call either of those numbers. I will call the 800 number first. You are.
Well,
you,
I tried to
a,
call that number tonight, but it doesn't, it won't, I think maybe because I'm in Canada, it doesn't work.
Okay,
that
so you call All right, well, what about, you know, you can also call in on Skype.
I've never done that.
Oh, I pay for Skype. I have a little Skype button up there so that you can click Skype and come directly to the station. But if it doesn't, you know, do what is comfortable, you know, that's the best.
So then I would just talk, I would just be talking at my computer? Is that what it, I've never done Skype.
You know what, then, let's not do that because that does sound pretty crazy, but that's what you would be doing.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's just, I don't know how much does it cost me. I think, I don't know if I have any kind of phone plan to call the States. Because it's going to, then it'll be charged on my cell phone, right? So I don't, maybe I should just check into that first. So a 3-hour call, what it's going to be, just in case.
Well, okay.
I can just check on my phone plan.
That's why Skype is good. And if you,
yeah,
if
so
you, if you do get Skype, put it on your telephone, put it on yourself. So you can talk your cell phone. You can talk on Skype the same way you talk on the phone.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out. I'll check that
okay.
out. I can do that.
All right. Well, I don't want to keep
Skype
you on.
Skype is free, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It, well, they may have a fee. They may have a fee, but it's just a fee. It's not something like it might cost a penny. What, a minute or something?
I'll check it out. I know we do have Skype. Like my daughter has it, and I think it's on my computer. So
right.
I'll just have to check it out.
Okay.
Good. I'm glad
check
you mentioned
out.
That. Yeah.
Right. You know what is I wonder if I can we can try it now. That's what we're on here for. I don't see my Skype button, but
I don't either. Let me see. It may not be on here anymore. But I can add it onto my phone, but I can't right now because I'm talking. So let me. I'll check into it, and if there's a problem with it, no, I'm sure it'll work. But I'll call. Maybe I could call 15
and
minutes
I
early.
And I'll find out because I don't see it on my. You know, normally there's a little button. It's a Skype button. Now I've got, and oh, you know, the call in, the call, all the things there for you to call in are gone. I have something where I can just click a button and be right in the station, too. I don't have to be on the telephone, but it's easier for me. Anyway, so I'm not going to keep you on this phone, and I'm just glad that you called, and you know, and I know that we can connect now. I won't be able to do anything.
Yeah, it's easy to hear you. There's no delay or anything, so that's good.
Right, and oh, also when you call in, you know, make sure that you turn the sound off on your computer.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to call in 15 minutes early. We're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about your motivation, you know, for writing. We're going to talk about Michael. We're going to talk about how he affected your life and how that ultimately affected your writing. What it is, how it is that you can give that to children. And Michael loved the babies. So that's a very special thing. So we'll be going in that direction. And the show is 3 hours. But if we are up there and it seems to be too long, I will cut it short. But we are also going to talk about the books, going to Gary, of course.
Right. Yeah.
We want to talk about the books, going to Gary. And who knows, we may find some more people. We may find some other schools. Who will take those books. I would be happy to see some in Chicago, quiet as it may be kept. You know, they need to know something. It's just so harsh in Chicago. It's so harsh. The kids are. Okay, so we know what we're going to be talking about. We know we're going to call in 15 minutes early, and we're going to go with that.
What time is it at? Is it 1 o'clock your time?
1 o'clock, and that means it's 12 o'clock your time, right?
Right.
Your mountain time.
Right.
Okay, so it'll be 12 o'clock for you, and you just call.
Did you switch to daylight saving time?
To the what?
Did you guys just switch to daylight saving time?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
But do you switch?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So the time is right. So you'll be there at 12, and that'll be the same as me being here at 1.
Okay. So 15 minutes early. That sounds good.
Okay. And so.
And I'm sure, in the meantime, I'm going to try to rouse up Debbie and Haley. We can talk on our little talk, on our little chat room.
Okay.
And I do know Haley. I haven't talked to her in person, but I've known her since the beginning. Like, I bought her book and about Michael, her little book with the cats. It's the sweetest thing. And she is so young. Like, her interest is bullying. Like, she wants to help children with handling bullying. And she goes into schools, reads her books to the children. She gives away pairs of her books and talks to kids about bullying, and she just finished one degree.
See, I never got to read her book, or if you know, I haven't really had a chance to talk to her. She hasn't been on the chat room. I haven't, you know, she's not here. I've never read her book.
Too bad.
So I'm not going to sweat myself about it. You know that, right? Because
yeah, I think she's pretty shy too, so she's not going to start, you know, speaking up and saying. She'll just probably be quiet then but I can't find her book. I've been looking for it around my house, but I don't know where I put them. But she has one degree in education, I think, and now she's taking a second one. I think it's early childhood. I'm not sure exactly, but she's amazing, and she sings, and she wrote a beautiful song. Really, really beautiful song. Really nice. Yeah, and she loves Michael.
You see what I mean? If I were talking to her, and if she had the song, because I've done this before, if she had the song where I could take it and play it, then I would open up the show with her song. But I can't do it because she has not connected with me. But I have done that for many people, and people that were they weren't on the show, but I wish they could have been on the show. So they opened it up with reading. Let's see. Tita did that. Tita did a poem, and she sang, and she opened up the show like that. You know?
That's nice.
So, you know, what can I say? What can I say? Well, you have to be able to communicate with me, or I can't do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I have the right song for us anyway. So, with all that, I want to thank you so much for calling. And now keep in mind, what if they don't come to the show? And it will be just you and I, and we will be talking about your books, you know, all the things that we're going to definitely be talking about your books, and we hope that more people will buy your books as well. you know. So that's
it's funny.
Good.
It's funny that I've never been on a radio show, but I am not at all nervous. Like I was like 3 hours. Okay, sure, we could talk that long. No problem.
Okay.
Why do I think that? Because everything that ever, like I've done so many new things for Michael that I would have never done before. But when he's there, nothing's scary anymore. And I always, of course, I can just do anything. So I'm not afraid. So it'll be fine.
Well, great. That's absolutely great. And, you know, and by the way, if you'd like to invite somebody, you know, if you think it's going to be too long and all of that, then by all means do so.
But I'm sure Haley will come, and I'm sure Debbie will come.
All right.
And Debbie
well,
has
okay.
an amazing story, too. She just, I don't know, it's too bad that you haven't talked to her enough. But anyway, whatever will be just fine. So we'll just see what happens.
Okay, we will see. All right, love you
okay.
so much, and thank you, and we will be together again on the 14th.
Okay, talk to you on Saturday. Okay, sounds good, Catherine.
Sure.